This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. There is an old joke I once heard about a farmer who ran into some financial problems and needed his banker to help him out. The farmer who traditionally raised only corn and soybeans was not going to be able to pay back his loan. The banker thought about a solution and came up with a great idea. He told the farmer that if he raised watermelons, he would extend his loan as he was quite confident that producing watermelons would make a profit. The farmer was skeptical, but since he needed the money, he went along with the idea and planted watermelons the following season. As luck would have it, he produced so many watermelons that not only did he make money, he was able to pay back the outstanding debt owed to the bank. When the farmer met with the bank to pay off the loan, the farmer was very happy. He thanked the banker over and over again. As he walked out the door, the farmer yelled, "Now I can finally get back to planting corn and soybeans again." This joke usually gets a good laugh from those farmers in the Midwest whose choices for crop selection are primarily limited to corn and beans. After decades of experience, farmers have found what has worked best for them. This is only natural. Infrastructure investment, along with research and development, become closely aligned with these major crops. The opposing argument to this is that farmers begin to get too comfortable and comfort stifles innovation. It is only when times are tough, as they are now, that farmers begin to seek out alternative options. I recently spent some time in Canada while watching the Canadian nightly news. I learned that they recently approved cannabis for recreational use. Nothing against Canada, but I did not expect them to be the tip of the spear regarding legalization of marijuana. And yet they are. Canada is the first major economy to fully legalize cannabis. In fact, it was one of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's major campaign issues in 2015. Government regulators and global investors from across the world are now watching Canada's lead as adoption goes from a plan to reality. Proponents for the legalization of marijuana argue that it is not too dissimilar from that of the era of Prohibition. Drinking still took place behind closed doors, but rather it was the criminals who reaped all the profits. By legalizing marijuana, the Canadian government hopes to redirect that revenue towards their own coffers through taxation. Other benefits suggest that the abuse of alcohol and opioids have dropped as users look for cheaper and less aggressive methods to reaching self-induced states of euphoria. It is too early to understand all the positive and negative implications of a legalized cannabis industry. Many of the negative effects may take years to show up and increase welfare on drug abusers. That is why I'm glad Canada went first so we can watch the outcome. What I really want to know is, what role will agriculture play in this? Many have suggested that marijuana production will become a major U.S. crop in the next 10 years. I have to admit that I suffer from the same stigmatism that many people do when I hear the word marijuana. But confidence and investment in the sector appear to be on fire right now. The global cannabis industry that is sold legally is expected to triple in the next 3 years to $31 billion. Most of the growth will come from recreational use, but medical use is still expected to make up a significant portion of it. While Canada and the U.S. make up most of the growth, the rest of the world is also expected to follow our lead. Cannabis is still prohibited at our federal level, but legality varies by state where adoption is growing quickly. So far, 30 states allow for the medical use of cannabis, with only 10 states allowing for recreational use. The Indiana legislature recently introduced a bill to legalize cannabis on the grounds that farmers needed an alternative revenue stream. It was ultimately shot down, but the issue has not gone away. There will be a huge learning curve to growing cannabis. The most obvious attraction to growing marijuana is its high value. Some figures report that it has historically generated as much as $200,000 per acre, making it the most valuable crop in the world. As the sector becomes domesticated and more people grow it, that value is expected to drop. But as someone pointed out, half of that value is still better than raising corn. You may live in a state where marijuana is still illegal, but you can buy stock in publicly traded companies that invest in cannabis. So ironically, you may not use it or grow it where you live, but you can own a piece of a company that does someplace else. There's already a North American Marijuana Index that tracks the growth of leading cannabis companies. It is up 110% in the last 12 months. Before you go planting watermelons, perhaps this is the best way to get your foot in the door. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal, Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.